This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live, hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion, let me make sure everything's turned up here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Ergonomic excellence come to life. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right, let's do a thing real quick about talk a little bit about Shopify and the state of Hawaii. Just remember that I say this to you while I'm saying it to you. So later on in about 18 months. Okay. Don't worry about that, Babs. It's okay. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. In about 18 months when this all comes to fruition, remember I said this so you can think I'm Nostradamian. Shopify took a stance a while back that couldn't have been easy for it, but it was the right thing to do because, well, there's right, there's wrong. They refused to cut ties with the business, which it disagreed with because people have a right to say what they want to say. That business at the time was Breitbart. They used Shopify to move merchandise related to the news website. A lot of people wanted Shopify to cut ties with Breitbart, and the service didn't. The CEO of the company defended the decision, but now they're trying to erase history because now they're cutting off multiple gun companies from their services. So we get this. I'm not even sure where this is coming from. I don't know. Anyway. CEO of a major online retailing platform, Shopify, deleted a post detailing the company's commitment to free speech this week as the company began purging gun-related retailers. Understand this. Shopify is not telling any of these guys, any of these businesses, when the hammer falls on them. That's not something that, I mean, that's not the way you do business. This is the way a tyrant, a despot, would do business. This is the way somebody that would want to hurt a company would do business. Tobias Lütke, the founder and CEO of Shopify, deleted a 2017 post titled In Support of Free Speech and republished it with an addendum in a new post In Support of Free Speech Updated. In the new post, he declared the company's previous commitment to allowing retailers to use the platform so long as they did not violate any laws because of the brand's dedication to the principle of free speech. Too idealistic and functionally unworkable on the fast-moving internet. So, instead, he said Shopify would no longer remain neutral on products legally sold through its platform, and instead, will have to make decisions based on judgment. Well, there's going to be some decisions made on you based on judgment. There's going to be a judgment call made on you, Mr. Lütke. They did not elaborate on how it will make those judgment or respond to questions on their decision-making process or which of the more than 600,000 storefronts may be at risk for having their businesses shuttered. Solely deferring to the law in this age of political gridlock is too idealistic and functionally unworkable on the fast-moving internet, he wrote. The legislative process is no match for the realities of the internet and has ground to a halt on contentious issues. Some of these issues, such as hateful content, remain legally undefined. Others are legally addressed for our physical world, but pose different and more complicated risks on the internet. So we found ourselves in a position of having to make our own decisions on some of these issues, and along the way, we had to accept that neutrality is not a possibility. Lutke said that while Shopify is going back on its commitment to free speech, he still stands by the philosophy of the original standard, but did not expand on what that meant in practice. This comes as they're trying to kill accounts like Spike's Tactical in the wake of cutting off Defense Distributed services just days earlier. Other companies have, you know, come forward. Franklin Armory's been here. They've been at RMR Bullets. They've also talked about how the Shopify decision is negatively impacting their ability to conduct business. Jay Jacobson told somebody via email, and he explained that the anti-gun slant of the financial industry has compelled him and his team to do extra homework on their replacement options. We are attempting to evaluate not only the culture and policies of any alternative firm, but also any publicly known personal beliefs of the various CEOs, and it is a shame that we have to go to these great lengths, but too many leftist companies are plotting their virtue signaling by what may eventually be deemed torturous interference of business. He also noted the inconsistency of Shopify's founder and CEO, Tobias Lütke, who moved to ban sales of firearm-related items while continuing to sell other potentially harmful items. Mr. Lütke claimed that he wants to prohibit items that can harm, yet Shopify is willing to promote the sale of marijuana in Canada, a Schedule 1 drug in the U.S., and at least our products stem from a constitutional right and are used by civilians and law enforcement to protect life and liberty. Well, there are other things involved in this, too. But as he said, it's about his judgment, not something hard and fast like the law. And that means some harmful products will continue to be sold while others won't. Today, and here's the thing about these internet companies. Yes, the internet does move fast. It sure does. But if Operation Choke Point was wrong for the DOJ to be doing it, if Operation Choke Point and the government were not supposed to be picking the winners and losers, are not trying to make extra legal determinations, then this is wrong. Now, I don't know the valuation of Tobias Lütke's company. I would suspect with 600,000 storefronts using his service is probably substantial. The problem is going to become that he may lose it all. Because a lot of these guys, a lot of these CEOs of these companies, Franklin Armory, Spikes Tactical, Pipe Hitters Union, RMR Bullets, these guys did not make it to running a company, no matter what size the company is, by being idiots. They have to, especially like Franklin Armory and Spikes Tactical, they're making ARs in a very saturated market, and they are prospering in it. So these guys know how to move fast, they know how to move decisively, and they know how to make things stick. So this guy, Lütke, has opened himself up to what is going to be a game-changing dynamic, and he will be the first to feel it. He's a foreign company being allowed to do business in the United States. I don't know how many of these storefronts that he works with are Canadian versus American. He may very well lose everything that is American because this will be pulled into Congress. You'll hear about this later on down the road. It's going to take a little bit, but this will be pulled into Congress. In the meantime, all these companies are going to go somewhere else. They're going to find the solution they want. They're going to continue on. Lütke stops nothing. This guy is not some judge. He's not even a good judge of what is and isn't a good cause to fall on the sword for. He's a leftist, and he's all about virtue signaling, and he's violating the Constitution. There will be some finding on that very soon. Pay attention. It's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is where, in the shape of wood, you get the ergonomic excellence you're wanting. That's why you should go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Andrew Cuomo. If you live in New York, your governor is Andrew Cuomo. If you are a leftist, you deserve better than Andrew Cuomo. And definitely if you are a conservative, a real conservative, you deserve better than Andrew Cuomo. Everybody deserves better than Andrew Cuomo. Right now he's getting it from all sides after his little remark on Wednesday saying that we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. And he's tried to come back in and fill in those, explaining this, but now he's claiming he was talking about women's rights. he's saying what you say would, on Twitter, he told the @RealDonaldTrump, what you say would be great again would be not be great at all. We will not go back to discrimination, segregation, sexism, isolationism, racism, or the KKK. Of course, none of that's working right now. The state GOP trolled Cuomo by raising money to buy him a ticket to Canada. One way is a one-way ticket. So, then coming from CBS News, love it or leave it, that's your choice, Mr. Cuomo. New York GOP spokeswoman Jessica Proud said in a statement, I may be calling her up, but if you truly believe in America, stay here and apologize to New York school children and their parents and all Americans for advancing the hate America narrative being pushed by the radical left of the Democratic Party. Here's the thing about Cuomo, okay? He's not in a position to make that call. He doesn't have the standing to make that call. We became great when a bunch of founders, when a bunch of people, when 3% of this nation decided we were going to declare our independence from the biggest superpower on the planet. And then we proceeded to fight a war that we had no business winning, and we won it anyway. And then when they came back later on in 1812, you know, we dealt with that again. And every challenge that we've ever had, we have risen up to. But when that started in the 18th century, when all of that started, that's when we started being great. Those founders, they had everything on the line. What's Cuomo ever had on the line? What has he ever risked? Possibly getting the finish manicure marred, perhaps, I don't know. Possibly having that very finely coiffed hair knocked out of place by something, I don't know. Possibly being punched in the chops for running that very prominent mouth of his, I don't know. But this is not a man with standing to be out there and talking about it. Now, there's a few problems with New York as far as this... right now, the Republican, Mark Molinaro, he immediately saw this as a way to release a statement. He went on Fox News, slamming Cuomo and countering, America's always been great. Good for you there, pal. He's been asked questions by my friend Dan Waz regarding the Second Amendment. He won't answer. He's what I refer to as a Northeastern conservative. Now, Cuomo also has a Democratic rival, Hollywood leftist Cynthia Nixon, and that revealed the real reason for Cuomo's deliberate insult of the U.S. Coming from Fox News, Nixon, who is trying to unseat Cuomo in the primary, mocked the establishment Democrat by suggesting it was part of his efforts to fend off her left-wing challenge. She had previously claimed the Cynthia effect had pressured Cuomo to adopt more left-wing stances. I think this is just another example of Andrew Cuomo trying to figure out what a progressive sounds like and missing by a mile. Nixon's statement about what a progressive sounds like, someone who doesn't think America was ever great, is revealing. Cuomo deliberately set out to undermine her growing support on the radical left by echoing what these leftists have been saying for decades. America is patriarchal, racist, oppressive, militaristic, dysfunctional society that the world would be better off without. Except everybody wants to come here. People try to stow away in the landing gear bay of a plane to get here. They'll float across the water on a raft made up of a bunch of loosely strung together bamboo, some spare tires, and a couple of pieces of plywood and some steel drums. Not exactly a seaworthy craft. Happens all the time. They'll ride on a train, not in a train, but on a train. They'll chase it down and grab it and climb on top of it. And sometimes a lot of people die trying to get here. Except for, of course, the leftists. They're here already, and they don't like it. Now, Molinaro's campaign may have gotten a little less long. I don't think his remarks actually materially affect his reelection campaign. But for Cuomo, who also had national aspirations, he just killed it. He is done. This is the last. He may be reelected to the governorship of New York, because whenever Stephen comes on the show, Stephen DeAndrilli, he's all the time talking about we got to replace him. Okay, fine. That's going to take a little bit of work. That's going to take a little bit more than talking about it. Yes, that much is obvious. We've already gotten to that point. We know that is the case. We actually are going to have to do some work to do that. And that's going to come from the people of New York. It's going to have to come from somewhere inside New York. There's somebody there in New York that should be running for governor that is not. If he gets reelected in this go-round and he's thinking about using this as a springboard, well, to the 2020 nomination for the Democratic Party, I think he may have just killed that chance. Sometimes, you know, I wonder if these guys look at their own video and say, what was I thinking? I don't know. I don't know what you were thinking, Andrew. All I know is that you're a punk. And you don't have standing to make a determination of whether America was ever great. Ask your dad how it was. He didn't. Even your dad never went that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New information this hour. 4 people have been killed as a result of Hurricane Florence. This includes a mother and her infant as a tree falls on their house in Wilmington, North Carolina. Another woman with a medical condition dying in Pender County, North Carolina, after first responders could not get to her because a downed tree was in the way on the road.
Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
That is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw with the hurricane and subsequent flooding in Houston, Texas. The Carolinas are just getting hammered right now by this Cat 1 storm. Thousands without power, waves washing out beaches and destroying docks, streets, houses, and cars all flooded out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. With Boyd's, what you've got is you bought a gun that comes with something that's marginal at best. And, well, you can make it fit your body. That's the beauty of it. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Oh, goodness. Anyway. I saw this stuff about this couple, and I don't like to make fun of people, but a lot of people listen to the progressives and believe them, okay? And the ones that believe the progressives, sooner or later, there's going to be something that's going to be either very cathartic for them or it's going to be very deadly. And we have one of these original Greek dramatic tragedies of some people undone by their fatal flaw, all based upon some sort of pride that has been mustered up by listening to too many delusional leftists. An American couple decided to bicycle around the world in order to attempt to prove that evil does not exist. They chose to bicycle through some ISIS territory, and ISIS, in turn, killed them. We're talking about Jay Austin and Lauren Chagagan, I believe it is. They left their D.C. government jobs 2 years ago to embark on a worldwide bank tour. Wide-eyed, optimistic. Kept track of their trips on a website where they posted stunning photos of their travels and whimsical musings on evil and the media and the goodness of people. In one post, Austin, who is a vegan, said he worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development during Obama's presidency and explained how he and his girlfriend were planning to bike around the world with hopes to meet generous and approachable people. He did have the presence of mind to understand that biking makes you more vulnerable. Then in another post, right before entering the ISIS hotbed recruiting grounds of Tajikistan, Austin waxed about how evil doesn't exist in the world. He wrote, I don't buy it. Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with complexities of fellow humans, holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. It's easier to dismiss an opinion as abhorrent than strive to understand it. Badness exists, sure, but even that's quite rare. By and large, humans are kind. Self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind. Generous and wonderful and kind. No greater revelation has come from our journey than this. I like a good story. I like a good fictional story. I like the escapism that it provides. I like to be able to sit back and think. Try to remember what it felt like to be innocent of any sort of cynical worldliness that I have acquired over the course of my travels in my 57 years on this planet. And it's always temporary. And I always have to seek escapism to do it. And most of the time it's escapism of this sort, you know, where it's absolutely fantastic to try to believe some of these things. It's the same mentality that attaches a bumper sticker reading, mean people suck. Okay? No kidding. And at the root of difference between a progressive and a conservative is a contrasting view of human nature. I know, as a gun carrier, that man's nature has not really changed since we began to think and walk upright. We have aggressors, we have people that are not really in any category, and then we have people that are very, very, you know, victim-like, very passive, and then we have people that might watch out for people. And that's really the sort of the types that we have out there. The disengaged, the predators, the protectors, and the fearful, which, notice that two of these are prey. There are predators, there's prey, and then there's protectors. The difference between a predator and a protector is the protector has complete control of his faculties. He can turn on the hyperviolence in a moment and turn it back, dial it back down as soon as it's done. We believe that humans are fallen, as the Bible teaches, and that we're prone to temptation, and we have a sinful nature. The Founding Fathers got it. They understood this well, which is why they insisted on a government made up of contending branches and the opportunity to have selfish interests balance each other out in the political branches. Progressives follow the teaching of Rousseau, the founder of progressivism, who believed that in a state of nature, human beings are uncorrupted and the ills of the world are due to bad social arrangements. If you have the right rules in place, well, then evil disappears. Communism, which told its followers that the perfect system awaits, killed over 100 million people in its quest for a workers' paradise. And this young couple died because they embraced a cognate, progressive view. that evil doesn't exist. Only people responding to bad signals. And their friends and family, you guys have my sympathy. You really do. Because these kids rolled in on something that they didn't understand. And I can't imagine the absolute terrified final moments they must have spent. I mean, it just kills me to think about it. And anybody listening out there, if you're thinking that this is the case, that there's just, you know, just the wrong rules in the society, and if we just had these, that this would all go away, it won't go away. Evil is something that is real. And you had better thank your lucky stars, as a lot of people out there, keeping it at bay while you sit around and think that rules will keep them at bay. Rules are only something physical is going to keep them at bay. Because they don't care about your rules. The only thing that will keep them at bay is the threat of their own destruction. And unless you have the means to provide that to them, they will be looking at you. Always watching. Always waiting. Go look at that kid they dragged out of a storefront in Brooklyn the other day and took him outside and stabbed him 14 times. Go look at that video. There's rules in place in Brooklyn, trust me. Lots of rules against that. It's illegal to do that. Didn't stop him. Kid's dead. This young couple, they embraced a fantasy, and it cost them their lives. Live in a world of reality and stay alive. Be aware. Go armed wherever you can, whenever you can, as often as you can. And be aware that there's something out there that might want to hurt you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to tell I want everybody to make believe like you're sitting around the old time radio back in the 40s, and there's no TV and there's no YouTube, there's no computers, there's no interwebs, it's just the radio. Because I'm going to tell you a story. Okay, I'm going to read. This is coming from a student of John Farnham. The title of the story is Security Story. We were visiting family in a nice suburban area in New England on Monday. With me was my 11-month-old grandson, secured in car seat, and his father. As we exited our car, we were greeted by a neighbor who was with her 2-year-old boy and their small dog on a short leash. With no warning, I heard an undefined commotion behind me. I turned my head casually. What I saw, to my surprise, was 2 full-size adult pit bulls unleashed and racing toward me. In the passage of less than 2 more seconds, the dogs roughly jumped over my grandson, still secured in his car seat, struck head-on, and bowled over the neighbor's year-old boy, knocking him to the pavement, and then jumped aggressively onto the small dog the neighbor had on a leash. Here's where my self-critique may perhaps be of more help to other serious operators. For those of you unfamiliar, John Farnham refers to all of his students as operators. Number one, the pit bulls were not impressed with my Smith & Wesson 638 revolver as it never came into play. It was resting within a leather pocket holster inside a cargo pocket that was snapped closed. Speed of the attack rendered the little pistol irrelevant. Number two, the pit bulls were similarly unimpressed with my 2 HKS speed loaders containing high-performance HP ammunition, secured inside the same pocket. Again, all irrelevant. Number three, likewise unimpressed and unresponsive were the dogs with the torrent of anger-filled commands and vulgar expletives that were screamed at them by all three adults present. Neither dog paid any attention to us. What I did do was draw my instantly accessible Gerber Model 06 folding knife that was secured by a clip along the seam of my right side front pocket. Instead of taking the time to deploy the blade, I clenched the closed knife's aluminum grip in my closed right fist, jumped onto the dogs, and used the steel pommel tip to strike both dogs in the head and nose with as much physical force as I could muster. This finally got their attention. Both dogs squealed and backed off, shaking their heads back and forth. The pit bull's owner suddenly showed up, shouting apologies. She got control of her dogs and took them away. Both boys suffered abrasions, but nothing serious. The leashed victim dog was covered with saliva, but suffered no serious damage. Police were summoned, and the pit bull's owner was charged. I was humbled and disappointed with my inability to quickly access my carry pistol. I go armed, or so I thought, but I was obviously kidding myself. So the question becomes, just how much time do you think you're going to have to act in any kind of productive way during your next security emergency? Are you going to be texted or FaceTimed or tweeted in advance to be alert and prepared? Like the storyteller of this, a lot of people go around casually armed without looking critically at their concealment method, much less actually testing it. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that. The problem is that in this instance of the security emergency, you are now in a come-as-you-are war. And you're either going to be ready or you're not. And in the latter case, you're not probably going to get a second chance. Now, these dogs, the only reason these dogs didn't cause injury to these children is because they weren't focused on the children. If they had been focused on the children, very likely the child in the car seat would have been killed by the dogs, because they got to that kid first and jumped over. And then the one they knocked over, they probably could have injured him grievously, if not killed him. So this gentleman who did save the other dog with the pommel tip of his knife, he did what he could do, but he never went to pulling his gun on these dogs. Now, if a dog is running up on me, and I love dogs, I have two of my own. I've had more, and I mean, when one of them passes, it's horrible. It just kills me. I love dogs, and if a dog comes running up, barking and growling at one of my grandchildren, they're going to die. And that's because I carry a gun on my hip. Accessible, not snapped with a pocket flap over. I do carry, when I'm bike riding or something, I do carry a gun in a bag, which is more like a big flap holster than it is a bag. So it's also where I can get to it really quick. It is also on my hip. So a cargo pocket is not a place to carry a gun. One of the reasons, and I've looked at various means of concealing a gun, of carrying a gun, off body. I've looked at these concealment pants. I have a pair. I did a video on the pair. And they will conceal your gun. But then you run into things like, what are you going to do if you're sitting down? And I mean, the gun's going to be right there on your thigh, and pants are pulled tight against it. You can't reach in there. You can't bend that way. You got to think about this, because these attacks come like this. These dogs were on these guys before they had room to think about what they were doing. And that was all that could have been disastrous. And thankfully it wasn't. But that's just a really convenient you know, accident. It's not because of anything they did. It's because the dogs were not focused on the children. Now, I don't want a dog killing one of my dogs, and I definitely don't want a dog killing any humans. But then again, I don't want anything to kill anything. Any innocent being menaced by something else deserves to be protected. But it is a come-as-you-are situation, and you have to be ready to move on it when it begins. Now, the problem that we have is reaction time. When I tell you that 2.5 people die when a concealed carrier is present versus the 18 or 19 that die when you wait on the cops, that means that the concealed carrier has to react and get into that position to do things. So it's not going to be instantaneous. But it's got to be accessible. It's got to be readily accessible. It's got to be quickly accessible. It's got to be in a place where you can go and you can train to practice. Going out there and getting a permit and everything else and then sticking it in a pouch that's then hid in your pocket and everything for convenience sake. If you're going to carry a gun that way, maybe you shouldn't even be carrying a gun. Because it's not going to do you any good. You've taken the time, you've put in the hours, you put in all the qualifications. If you're going to carry, be dangerous. Be dangerous to those that would harm you or yours. So remember, it's come as you are. You're always a possible combatant in a come as you are war. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.